Thank you. sow the seeds of love, and the world was their country, and the universe their home. First there was one, and his name was Jesus, or John, or Paul. Then they were two, then four, then six, then 12, from everywhere. They came to sow the seeds of love, and the world was their country, and the universe their home. Though some withered and some died, others lived on through storm and time. And the 12 became hundreds, and the 12 became thousands, embracing the earth with their songs of peace. They sang in different languages, but with the same heart and voice. And others still shut the door and complained from the noise of love and freedom, the noise of tomorrow's peace.
Thank you. Thank you. tall, grinning, gormless, ashen-faced gravedigger approached us in the cemetery and verily directed us with a blackened-toothed smile to the witch's grave, where the word nutter and a skull and crossbones were eroded but engraved. We took photos with Apple's modern magic on a monthly tariff and were underlined and beside each other with a dizzying hurrah, for here supposed lay the bones of Alice Nutter, the educated, the wealthiest, the luckiest of them all, the Pendle Witch with a grave. Caught our breath by bench at tombstone, and a small muscular red-eyed dog appeared to our side, joked to my travelogue companion that this was our familiar. Back in Salford, we parked up by the law courts to fetch a pastry and a jar of coffee, accidentally reversing the car into what we found out to be the Jaguar of a dead-eyed, agenda-ridden Lancaster-based judge. Too late, we know, but a small justice of sorts.